The song that we just sang,
我们刚刚
Lord, I'm coming home,
我们刚刚唱这首诗歌，主我要回家。
It came from a story in the book of Luke, chapter 15.
是根据于在约翰路加福音第十五章所记载的一段。
So let us turn our Bible to Luke chapter 15.
让我们一同打开路加福音第十五章。
We'll read from verse 11 to 24.
我们一同从十一节读到第二十四节。好，那我们一同用中文读。如果我们翻到的话呢，请听人们我们一同来读这从十一节到二十四节。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽一切所有的，又遇到那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方一个人，那人打发到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲 有多少雇工，苦粮有余，我要到这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。他父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛肚牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
This story may be quite familiar to most of us.
这个故事对我们大家来说都非常的熟悉。
Basically, it is the younger son who wanted to leave his father's house.
就是讲到这个小儿子要离开他的父家。
And then he left, but he got a messed up out of his life.
他离开了，然后他的生命，他的生活陷入混乱当中。
And then when he came to his senses, he decided to return back to his father's house.
当他醒悟过来的时候，他心里边就盼望着能够回到他父的家中。
We can actually use the story of this youngest son as a parallel to our own life.
实际上我们可以用这个小儿子他这个故事作为我们自己生活的一个见证。
And we can describe the life of this prodigal son using seven words that start with the letter D.
我们可以用七个用 D 字母开始的字来描写这个浪子他的生活。
And the first D start with the word deception.
第一个 D 是欺骗。
Why did the younger son want desire to leave his father?
为什么这个小儿子他心里边盼望着能要离开他的父家呢？
He was living in his father's house, enjoying all the provisions of his father.
他生活在他父亲的家中，享受他父亲所供应的一切的丰富。
I would think that it must have been the voice of the world suggesting to him that he is missing a lot for not going out to see the world.
我想一定是有一个声音来自世界，在他的心里面说，如果你不出去看看世界的话，你的生活中就缺少了很多。
And this voice of temptation is similar to the voice Satan spoke to Eve.
这个谎言就是这个声音，也是呢撒旦当时用来欺骗亚当和夏娃的这个声音。
And it was in the Garden of Eden that the devil Satan tempted Eve.
在伊甸园中，这个撒旦他就来这里边欺骗亚当和夏娃。
You don't know what you are missing for not taking the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
撒旦对他们说， 如果你没有吃这个分别知识和善恶树的果子，你就不知道你生命中缺少了什么。
Basically, the suggestion is that it is better to live a life without God.
基本上就是说，他建议他们要活一个没有神的生活。
Many of us, we want to keep God out of our life.
许多人都要把神从他们的生命中排出去。
We like to do our own things.
我们要做自己的事情。
And the atheist even say that there is no God.
无神论者甚至说这个世界上没有神。
Through their refusal to admit that God created this world and all the things in this world.
他们否认神所创造这个宇宙和其中的万有。
And they become blind to the spiritual world.
因此他们在属灵的眼这个世界当中他们的眼睛是瞎的。
It is just like the blind man who has never seen the sun.All his life, he would say that there is no sun.
就像一个眼瞎的人，如果他从来没有见过太阳，他就说这个世界上没有阳光。
If the younger son would tell his friends that he does not have a father,
如果这个小儿子告诉他的朋友说他没有父亲
，they would all laugh at him.
他们都会笑他。
The worst kind of deception from Satan is that.He would want us not to acknowledge the existence of God.
在这个世界上最大的一个谎言就是撒旦要欺骗我们说这个世界上没有神没有父。
It sounds quite ridiculous, but today many non-believers are being led to this belief.
听上去这个是非常滑稽的，但是今天那许多不信的人都相信这样的一个谎言。
Yet through the manifestation.Of the wonderful creation,
借着神所创造这奇妙的宇宙
，we know that there is an invisible God behind all these things.
我们就知道有一位看不见的神是在背后创造这一切。
And though we know He is somewhere out there,
我们知道他的存在。
We do not desire to seek Him.
但是我们心里边没有愿望去寻找他。
We say to ourselves, we are managing our life just fine.
我们对自己说，我们的生活管理的还不错。
Even without God,
甚至没有神，我们也可以。
So the deception to the younger son is that there is more fun and freedom outside of his father's house.
所以这个对这个小儿子来说，这个欺骗就是说，在他的父亲家中之外，有更快乐的生活。
After he conceived this deception in his heart.
当他在心里边接受了这个谎言的时候
，The second stage, of course, is departure.
所以第二个阶段就是离家。
The Bible tells us that after many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey, into a distant country.
圣经告诉我们说，不多几日，这个小儿子就收拾起他一切所有的，到远方去了。
Now this is after he has received his share of inheritance from his father.
这是在他从他父亲里边分得他的所有的产业之后
Now that he has wealth
他这时候他有手里边拥有财富
He departed from his father's house and stayed away as far as possible from the old man
所以他就离开了他父家好像走得越远越好
And he would want to live to live his own life
他想自己过一个独立的生活
You may say that the father should not have given the younger son any inheritance.
你也许是说，这个父亲本来就不应该把这个产业分给他的这个小儿子。
So that he would not have the opportunity to squander his wealth.
所以他就没有机会去浪费这些资产。
You know, this is a similar question that someone may ask.
这个问题也有同样的问题，有人一直在问。
Why did God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden?
神为什么在伊甸园中放了一棵分别知识善恶树
If the tree was not there,
如果那棵树没有在那
Adam and Eve would not have to choose, and they would not have the opportunity to sin against God.
亚当和夏娃就没有必要做选择，他们也就没有机会犯罪得罪神。
You know that our God is kind enough to give us a free will to make choices in life.
但是我们的神是何等的善良，他给我们生命中有一个自由选择的权利。
Of course, He would desire very much for Adam and Eve to choose the tree of life.
他的心中何等的盼望亚当和夏娃能够选择那棵生命树
and not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
而不是去选择那棵分别知识善恶的树
But God will not force them, and in a way, God will not force us into something that is not of our own choice.
但是神不会把这些事情强加给我们，除非我们自己做一个选择。
The father would very much like the younger son to stay in the house with him.
同样，这个父亲也非常的盼望这个小儿子能够待在他的家中。
But he would not force him to stay if he so desired to live and go his own way.
但是这个父亲不会强迫他，如果他心里边是一定要定义出去的话，父亲不会强迫他。
What did we receive from God as our wealth?
我们从天父那边所得到的财富是什么呢
？No, it is not money.
不是金钱。
But it is something far more precious than money.
但是是超它的价值是远超过金钱。
Yet, oftentimes we take all these things that we receive from God for granted.
但是很多的时候，我们把神所赐给我们这些财富，我们并不珍惜它。
We receive from God our Creator our lifetime.
我们从神那边领受了我们在地上。的人间的这个人生
，We receive from him our strength，
我们的力量
，our health，
我们的健康
，even the air that we breathe， we receive from God，
就是我们所呼吸的空气，也是从神所领受的。
God is so generous to us all，
神对我们每个人来讲都是非常的宽宏。
In other words， He gives us the air to breathe。
或者说他把空气赐给我们让我们呼吸
The sun to warm us
赐给我们阳光使我们得温暖
And the water to quench our thirst
赐给我们水来满足我们的饥渴
All these things God gives to us free of charge
所有这些事情神都是白白的没有代价的赐给我们
When you come to think about it Today if God wanted to charge us just one penny For every breath of air that we inhale
所以我们可以想一想，如果今天神要是我们每呼一口空气，他要收我们一分钱。
And he would charge us one penny for every cup of water that we drink.
每一杯水，他要收我们一分钱。
And then he would charge us a penny for every bit of heat energy that we receive from the sun.
每一个从太阳来的热能要收一分钱。
No matter how rich you are, none of us in here can ever repay him.
不管我们在地上多富有，我们在这所有的人都没有办法付得起。
But many times we take all these things for granted.
但是很多的时候我们不珍惜这一切。
I remember this one time, I think years ago I had this terrible allergy.
很多年前我有一个非常严重的过敏。
And it was springtime when all the pollens was filling the air.
在春天的时候有许多的花粉
and my allergy became worse when it was during night time
所以我的过敏的现象在晚上的时候就变得特别的严重
my nose get all plugged up
鼻子都全部都塞住了
I couldn't inhale any air into my nostrils
从鼻子里边没有办法呼吸
that's the time I realized how important it isfor us to be able to inhale air into our lung
那个时候我才认识到呼吸进入我们的肺是多么重要的一件事
Because all night long I just cannot sleep because I could not breathe
因为整个晚上我没有办法呼吸就没有办法睡觉
God give us the air to breathe to inhale without charging us for anything
神就把这个空气白白的赐给我们
We inherit all this priceless gift from our Creator.
我们从我们的创造主所接受的都是无价之宝。
We departed and went our own way.
但是我们离开了父亲，走自己的道路。
The farther we can go on our own way, the better.
我们觉得我们走得越远越好。
Leaving our Heavenly Father behind.
我们就把天父留在我们的背后。
So after departure, what next?
所以离开了之后，下一边是发生什么事情
？Of course, it has to be a word start with a D.
也是从一个用 D 开D 字母开头的一个词。
And the third stage is disillusionment.
所以第三个阶段就是一个梦幻的破灭。
After departing from his father's house,
当他离开了他父家之后,
the young son started to waste his wealth with loose living.
这个小儿子就任意放荡，浪费资产。
And after he spent everything, a severe famine occurred in the country.
当他耗尽了一切所有的时候，又遇见那个地方大遭饥荒。
And then the story tells us that he began to be in need.
所以这个故事就告诉我们说，他就穷苦起来。
After excluding his father from his life,
当他把他的父亲从他的生命中隔离出去的时候。
It became harder and harder for him to manage on his own.
他就自己开始越来越觉得有困难，去自己管理自己的生活。
Not only that, his spending did not satisfy him one single bit.
他所有这些浪费资财都没有办法满足他的心。
The Bible tells us that it created a famine in him.
圣经告诉我们说，在他那边有一个大的饥荒。
What is that famine?
这个大的饥荒是什么呢?
In a way, it is a dissatisfaction.
这个饥荒就是他深处的不满足。
It is somehow a dryness in his heart.
是他里边那个干渴。
And in our case,
在我们对我们来说,
we try to pursue the things of this world.
我们在世上追求许多的事情。
We set up goals for ourselves to attain.
我们为我们自己定了许多的目标去追求。
We spend our wealth.Our time and our energy working very hard to attain to our goal.
我们用我们自己的财富，就是我们的健康和我们的精力，去追求世上这些事情。
What are the goals you have set up for yourself today?
今天你为你自己定的目标是什么呢？
Maybe for the young people is a degree from the university.
对年轻人来讲，也许是在学校里面拿到的学位。
Or maybe it is for those people who are working, it is that you do well in your job that you will get promotion.
对于那些工作的人讲，也许是我们在工作中，做得出色，我们能够升迁。
And then, through our hard effort, we probably can succeed.
借着我们这些努力，也许我们能够在这些事情上成功。
However, when we reach our goals,
但是当我们取得这些成就的时候
，we find that obtaining what we have been seeking for is not really satisfying at all.
所以我们就会发现。我们所取得这些没有办法完全满足我们。
I remember when I was in college, thinking and dreaming so much that one day if I graduate from college, then no more exams.
所以当我还记得我在学校的时候，我就一直在幻想，有一天当我毕业的时候，就没有再没有考试。
And that would be a wonderful day.
那就是一个非常奇妙的日子。
And then I graduated from college, and yet I find that it's not as wonderful as I thought.
但是当我毕业的时候，我就会发现，那个并不像我想象的那样奇妙美丽。
There was a young man who came from China, and his goal is to get a PhD.
有一个年轻人从中国来，他的目标是在美国拿到博士学位。
And the reason that he wants so much to get a PhD is because he enjoys people calling him Dr. So and So.
他之所以要拿到这个博士学位，就是愿意人家能够称他是某某博士。
He paid a great price studying real hard, and in the end, he did get a PhD.
他就勤奋努力的工作，最后他终于拿到了这个博士。
And then people did call him Dr. So and So.
人们也的确叫他说某某博士。
But after he obtained, all these, he feels that there's still something empty in his heart.
但是当他取得这一切的时候。他还是感觉到心中的深处有一个不满足。
His achievement somehow does not give him the fulfillment, the satisfaction that he thought that he would enjoy.
他所有的这些成就没有给他带来他原来认为应该取得的那个满足和喜乐。
And then we try to enjoy ourselves by seeking excitement in life.
有的时候我们也在人生当中寻求这些兴奋。
Now, not that we did not feel excited or happy when we are doing it.
并不是说当我们做这些事情的时候没有感觉到这些兴奋。
But all these excitement become short-lived.
但是所有这些兴奋都是非常短暂的。
In a fleeting moment.
在一个非常短暂的时光的。
And it is gone and we become even emptier than before.
这一切就如飞而去，留下的里边是更深的空虚。
Something inside of our heart.Is not fulfilling.
在我们心的深处，有一处是不满足的。
The sorrow of those who have substituted God with the things of this world will be multiplied.
那些用这些世上的事物代替神，他们的忧伤常常是加倍的。
This is the psalm that was written by David. King David.
大卫王所写的诗篇所描述的。
Where is the fulfillment in life?
我们生命的满足到底是在何处？
We become this illusion.
我们就开始有一个梦幻的破灭。
You know, once I talked to a young man about his life.
有一次我和一个年轻人谈到他的生命。
Everything about him outwardly looks good, looks fine.
从外表看，他所有的一切都很好。
He achieved the expectation of his parents, living up to their expectation.
他达到他父母亲的希望。
He was an obedient son.
他对他父母亲来讲是一个顺服的儿子。
He did well in school.
他在学校是个好学生。
Have a reputable job.
有一个好的工作。
And this is just the kind of young man with a bright future before him.
这样的年轻人，实在是我们看见他的前途是光明的。
But he honestly told me that he was tired of this aimless life.
但是他非常诚实地告诉我，他对这个毫无目的的生命感到厌烦。
He confessed that he was not happy at all with his life.
他承认他的生活中不快乐。
He laments that he was not really living a life.
他非常忧伤地承认他没有活出他真正生命的意义。
But simply existing through daily routines.
只是每天过着重复的生活。
Well, what is the difference between living a real life versus existing through life?
活出一个真正的生命和仅仅在地上存活，它的区别是什么呢？
To exist in living, it means that you are going through the motions in your daily living.
仅仅存活就是我们每天重复着这些动作。
Yes, you know that you are alive.
是的，我们知道我们活着。
But you have lost the sense of purpose.
但是我们失去了那生命的意义。
So, passively and mechanically, you perform all the necessary duties every day.
所以就被动的、机械的，我们每天重复着这些生命里边重复的动作。
And yet there is this numbness in your heart.
但是在我们心中有一个悲哀，在我们心中有一个麻痹。
You know that even when the so-called goals in life that you achieved,
我们知道就是我们所说的这些目标
，there is really no real value.
实际上他们没有真实的价值。
And these goals does not offer real satisfaction.
也没有给我们带来真正里边的满足。
And in a moment of time, all these things that you obtain, all these things that you have achieved, they will pass away.
所以在转瞬之间，我们在世界上所取得的这一切都可能随时消失。
Not only that your achievement will become history.
不但我们所取得这些成就会成为历史
，You will become history yourself.
我们自己也要成为历史。
So there is no meaning to living.
所以在这个生命当中，实在是找不到真正的意义。
You simply do what everyone in this world does.
所以我们就是重复着其他人所做的事情。
And then you vanish away.
我们就离开了这个世界。
In other words, this earthly life is an illusion.
所以换句话说。这个世界上的生命就是一个幻觉。
I remember that back in the 60s, there is a folk song, and the name of it is called Both Sides Now.
在60年代有一个流行的歌曲，这个歌的名字叫从两面看。
And part of the lyrics goes like this.
这歌词有一段是这样写的。
It says, I've looked at life from both sides now.
我从两面看人生。
From win and lose,
从赢的或输的这一面
，But still somehow is life illusion I recall.
但是无论如何，我所看见的是生命就是幻觉。
I really don't know life at all.
我实在是不真正的认识生命。
There is a book written by Rick Warren.
有一本书是Rick Warren 弟兄写的
，And it's a best-selling book called. the purpose-driven life.
就是一本非常畅销的书，叫做《标杆人生》。
Rick Warren once said,
Rick Warren 弟兄曾经说过，
The search for the purpose of life has puzzled people for thousands of years.
上千年来，寻求生命的真正的意义一直在迷茫着人们。
That's because we typically begin at the wrong starting point.
原因是我们在这个寻求的起点错了。
And that starting point is always ourselves.
我们开始的起点常常是从自己开始。
We ask self-centered questions.
我们常常问自我中心的问题。
Such as, what do I want to be?
例如说，我要成为什么样子？
What should I do with my life?
我的生活要做些什么？
By focusing all on ourselves,
当我们把焦点聚集在我们自己身上的时候，
We will never find the true meaning to life.
我们就没有办法在生命中找到真正的意义。
He has said something that is, I think is pretty simple and yet profound.
他说了一句非常简单但是又非常深刻的话。
He said, without God, life makes no sense.
如果没有神，生命就寻找不到它的意义。
Life does not make sense without Jesus.
没有主耶稣，生命就没有真正的意义。
What are you living for, my friend?
亲爱的朋友们，你在为什么而活？
Who are you living for?
你在为谁而活？
Maybe you say, well, I'm not living for myself.
也许你说我并不是为自己而活。
I'm living for my parents.
我是为着我的父母亲而活。
I'm living for, my husband, my wife, my children.
或者是为我的丈夫、妻子和孩子而活。
But if your earthly life, your life purpose,is not connected to God.
但是如果你地上的生活，你生命的目的没有跟神有连接，
Who is the source of life?
它乃是生命的源泉。
Then the end result of your life would be disillusionment.
在结束的时候，我们就会发现，我们的人生不过就是幻觉。
I once read an article about a man having an interview with God.
我曾经读过一篇文章，有一个人他在采访神。
His interview with God goes like this.
他采访神是这样的。
He said, I dreamed I had an interview with God.
他说我在我的梦幻中我采访了神。
So you would like to interview me, God says, God asked.
神问他说你愿意采访我吗？
And he said, yes, if you have the time.
他说是的，如果你有时间的话我愿意采访你。
And God smiled. He said, "My time is eternity."
神就微笑说，我的时间是永恒。
What question do you have in mind for me? God asked.
神就问他，你想问我的是什么问题呢？
What surprises you most about us people, human being?
他就问说，对于这些人，就是我们这些人类，你所最惊奇的是什么？
Listen to how God answered.
我们听神是怎样回答的。
God said.That they got bored with childhood.
神就对他们说，说他们厌烦他们的童年。
They rush to grow up and then long to be children again.
他们积极的要长大，然后呢，又回头向往童年。
Isn't that the mentality for most of us?
是不是我们每个人的心里边都是这样子？
God again said that they lose their health to make money.
神又说他们为了赚钱牺牲健康
and then lose their money to restore their health
然后又花钱去恢复他们的健康
isn't that a paradox
这就是我们的困惑
and then God said that by thinking anxiously about the future
他们对着未来充满了焦虑
they have forgotten the present
他们忘记了现实
such that they live in neither the present nor the future.
所以他们既不活在现实当中，也不活在未来当中。
And the last thing that God said is that they live as if they will never die.
最后神说，他们活着的时候，好像觉得他们永远不会死。
And they die as if they have never lived.
当他们死的时候，好像觉得从来没有活过。
This is such a paradox in our life.
这就是我们生活中的困惑。
I remember one time when my boss came to me and then he showed me his great plan for his business.
有一次我记得我的老板给我看见他那个 商呃他的工作上的计划。
And he wanted to expand his store outlet from the west coast all the way to the east coast.
他要把他的自己的店从西岸一直开到东岸。
As if he would have another 30, 40, or 50 years of time for him to do all these things.
好像是说他自己还有30年、40年、甚至50年的时间去做所有这些事情。
I was puzzling about, you know, that kind of mentality.
所以我就对他这样的心理产生了极大的困惑。
And then a short while later on, he told me that the doctor diagnosed that he has bone cancer.
但是后来很快我就知道医生告诉他他有骨癌。
They live as if they never die.
他们活着的时候好像觉得他们永远不会死。
And die as if they never lived.
死的时候好像觉得从来没有
活过。This is indeed sad but true description of all men today.
这是今天人类对忧伤又真实的描写。
What's the next D?
下一个 D 是什么？
Disappointment.
是一个失望。
When the younger son was in want,
当这个小儿子他有缺乏的时候
，He looked for help from his friends.
他就从他的朋友那边寻求帮助。
Now these are his buddies in good times.
当他顺利的时候，这些是他的好朋友。
But none of them could offer up any real help to him at this point.
但是在这个穷苦的时候，没有人能够帮助他。
He was very disappointed.
所以他非常失望。
He committed himself to these friends, and yet they failed him. They failed to care to show their care for him.
他曾经把自己委身给这些朋友，但是当他需要的时候，他们不能给他提供任何帮助。
Especially when he needed them the most.
特别是他当最需要的时候。
This is the way of the world, my friend.
亲爱的朋友们，世界上的光景就是这样。
When you are useful to them,
当你对这个世界有用的时候
，you are their friends.
你是他们的朋友。
When your usefulness is gone,
当你的用处消失的时候
，they will treat you as stranger.
他们就把你当作一个陌生人。
Very practical and cruel.
是非常实际，也是非常是非常实际，也是非常残酷的。
We know that human love has its limitation.
因为我们知道人的爱是有限的。
You commit your life to this man or this woman for the rest of your life.
我们可以在生活中遇见我们想要花一生的时间这些人。
And yet statistics show us that more than 50% of the married couple ended up in divorce.
但是统计数字告诉我们说结婚的有 50% 是离婚了。
When he or she finds another person who are more attractive and more useful than you.
当他遇见了一个更有吸引力更有用的人的时候。
He and she will hand in their divorce paper, leaving the kids as the ultimate victim.
他们就会递上一个离婚申请书，使孩子们成为那个最终的受害者。
You know, there are many broken families where kids are brought up without the proper care of both parents.
今天我们看见有许多的破碎的家庭，孩子们没有父母亲的爱，在这样的环境中成长。
Now, to a certain extent, even the love of parents.Are limited.
对于就是从父母的爱有的时候也是有限的。
They, not that they do not love their children.
并不是说他们不爱他们的孩子。
But their priority in life is something more than taking care of their children.
但是他们生活的最高的那个优先次序并不是要照顾他们的孩子。
They want to make sure that they make enough money for the family.
他们要先赚为这个家庭赚足够的钱。
So they spend all their time and effort trying to go out and make more money.
所以他们就把他们的时间和精力出去工作来赚钱。
All these things is done in the name of taking care of the family.
所有的这些呢都是以着为着照顾家的名义来做。
But what the children, what the kids would really want is not the money of the parents.
但是实际上孩子们所真正需要的并不是父母亲所给他们提供的。
But it is their loving care and their attention.
而是他们的爱，是他们的注意。
You are disappointed when you fail to attain your goal.
当我们达不到这些目标的时候，我们就感觉到非常的失望。
You will be more disappointed if you reach your goal because life without God is an unfulfilling life.
但是当我们达到这些目标的时候，我们会感觉到更大的失望。因为没有神的生命 是没有满足的生命。
Solomon is the richest king ever lived in his time.
所罗门是他当时他那个年代里边最富的一个君王。
He was also the wisest guy.
他也是全地最富有智慧的人。
Yet he described life of this world in this manner.
但是他对生命是这样的描写。
He said, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity."
他说空虚。空虚的空虚，一切都是空虚。
What advantage does a man have in all his work which he does under the sun?
人在日光之下所做的劳碌有什么益处呢？
So what's the next stage?
所以下面一个阶段是什么呢？
The next stage that comes after disappointment is despair.
所以失望了之后，下一个步骤就是绝望。
The prodigal son could not get any help from his friends.
这个浪子从他的朋友那边得不到任何的帮助。
In order to survive, he was sent to the field to feed swine.
为了生存，所以他就到田里边去帮人家放猪。
And he was going to fill his stomach with the food or the prods of the swine, but they did not even give that to him.
他甚至想拿猪所吃的那个豆荚来充饥，但是也没有人给他。
And this is the desperate hour of his life.
这是在他的生命当中是一个非常绝望的一个。
It seems that there is no more hope for him.
但他里边没有任何的希望。
In his pursuit for success and happiness,
在他追求成功和幸福的时候
，he wasted his precious life.
他把他宝贵的生命浪费。
He wasted his precious time.
他宝贵的时间浪费。
His health was failing him.
他的健康也开始衰落。
And yet the void in his heart could not be filled.
但是他里边心中深处那个空虚没有办法满足。
He was not only disappointed.
他不仅是失望。
Now that he is in despair.
但是他现在是陷入了一个绝望的光景。
He found that he had come to the end of the road.
他实在是感觉到他的来到了人生道路的尽头。
And that road is a dead end.
那这条路乃是一条死路。
There is this famous Chinese novel writer.
有一个中国的非常著名的小说家。
And his story, I would say, is also very typical, not isolated case.
我想他的这个故事也是一个非常具有代表性的，不是个别的。
This is his own testimony.
这是他自己的见证。
He was actually a very successful novel writer.
实际上他是一个非常成功的小说家。
He was well received by his readers.
他的读者们也非常的喜欢他。
He did not have to worry about money.
他也不需要为着金钱而忧虑。
Fame and fortune, he got them all.
名誉和金钱他都有。
Yet he was unhappy in his life.
但是在他生活当中是非常不幸福的。
Seven years ago at midnight,
七年之前有一天在一个晚上
he was standing in the balcony of his apartment, which is 25th floor up there.
他就站在他那个公寓里边那个阳台上，就是他的房间是在25层楼上。
Having this strong desire to jump off from it,
心中有一个极大的渴慕，要从那里面跳下去。
He was thinking at that moment what it would be like to finish his life like this.
他那时候心里面在想，如果就这样结束自己的生命，应该是怎么样的？
There would not be a miracle just like the novel that he wrote.
不会像他在写小说里边所出现的那些奇迹。
If he jumped off from his balcony, he would surely die.
如果他从他那个阳台上跳下去，他一定要死。
And he asked himself this question.
所以他就问自己一个问题。
Is this the way to end an unhappy life?
这就是结束一个不幸生命的方式吗？
After destroying the body,
当我把这个身体毁灭的时候，
What happened to my soul?
我的灵魂要到哪里去？
He asked this question.
他就问这样的一个问题。
Where will my soul go?
我的灵魂要到哪里去？
We know that our body, our physical body is only a shell.
我们知道我们这个身体只是一个躯壳。
The real person is not your physical body.
我们真正的人并不是这个躯壳。
The real person is your soul.
这个真正的人乃是我们的灵魂。
Which is your mind, your will, and your emotion.
是我们的意志、感情。
The way you can reason.
是我们可以心思明辨的事情。
The way you make choices in life.
是我们可以做选择的事情。
And then the way you feel about things.
是我们可以感觉到周遭这个环境的事情。
Your soul will not just simply vanish into nothingness as the communists and the atheists would like you to believe.
我们的灵魂不会就一直就一下就消失了。不是像那些无神论者或者是共产主义所告诉我们的。
Where will your soul be?
我们的灵魂要到哪里去？
When you get out of your physical body, which is only your shell.
当我们这个魂离开我们的身体这个躯壳的时候。
He was pondering about this question.
所以他一直心里边深深地在思想这个问题。
He had no answer to that.
但是他找不到答案。
He stayed in his balcony for more than an hour.
所以他就在阳台上待了超过一个小时。
And finally, he confessed that he did not have the courage to make that jump.
所以最终他承认他实在是没有勇气从这边跳下去。
When he came back into the living room,
当他回到他自己的房间的时候,
he noticed that his teenage daughter was watching him through the window all this time.
他才注意到他那个十几岁的女儿一直借着隔着窗子在看他。
With a sobbing voice, her daughter asked.
借着一个哭泣的声音，他的女儿问他。
Daddy, I know that you were going to jump down from that balcony, weren't you?
他说：“爸爸，我知道你要想要从那个阳台上跳下去，是不是？”
He looked at his daughter and just frankly told her that yes.
所以他就看着他的女儿，非常诚恳地对她说：“是的，我要跳下去。”
But why, Daddy? Why did you want to do that?
他女儿问他：“为什么，爸爸？你为什么要这样做？”
You are so successful in writing novels.
你在写小说的时候是这样的成功。
And we are financially well off.
我们也非常有，我们富有财富。
There is no lack in life.
在我们生活中不缺少什么。
But he said to his daughter.
但是他对他的女儿说。
There is no meaning in this earthly life.
在这个地上的生活实在是没有任何的意义。
There is no reason for living because tomorrow is a repeat.Of today.
也没有任何的原因让我能够继续活下去，因为明天就是今天的重复。
And the day after tomorrow is a repeat of tomorrow.
后天就是明天的重复。
What meaning is there to a man's life if he lives like an insect?
如果我们像昆虫一样生活，人生活的意义到底是什么？
His daughter did not understand his feeling of hopelessness.
他的女儿没有办法理解完全的理解他这个完全失望的心情。
In the next couple of years,
在后来的两年当中
he went on seeking more excitement in life.
他就在生活里边寻找各样的刺激。
He tried to use alcohol to help him to forget his pain, the feeling of emptiness.
他就用酒精来似乎忘记他的痛苦。
The end result was that he became an alcoholic, living in and out of bar in his life.
最后呢，他就成了一个酒鬼，天天出没在酒吧中间。
When he got too drunk, he would get into fight.
当他喝醉的时候呢，就会跟人家打仗。
And sometimes he would just simply lie on the street because he was too drunk to get home.
有的时候就躺在街上，因为他实在是喝醉了，没办法回家。
He knew he could not go on like this.
他知道他不应该继续这样活下去。
But he could not help himself.
但是他自己又没有办法从这里边解脱出来。
Like the prodigal son.
就像这个浪子一样。
This is a moment of despair.
这个时候实在是一个绝望的时刻。
What is there to live for?
活的目的是什么？
What next?
下一步该怎样走？
From despair, the next D would be discovery.
从这个绝望当中，下一个词乃是发现。
There is this awakening in the prodigal son's mind.
在这个浪子的他的心中有一个醒悟。
The story tells us that when he come to his senses,
这个圣经故事告诉我们说，当他醒悟过来
，he reasoned within himself,
他就开始对自己里边思想。
He said, "I cannot go on living like this."
他说我不应该再继续这样的活下去。
How many of my father's higher men have enough bread, and I am dying here with hunger?
我的父亲他许多的雇工有足够的口粮，难道我要在这里饿死吗？
The Bible said he come to his senses. He come to his right mind.
圣经告诉我们说，他醒悟过来，他实在是能心思被调整了。
You see, the unfortunate thing is many non-believers, they only come to their senses. They only come to their right mind at the point of death.
实在是很遗憾，有许多不信的人，他们只有到临死的时候才能够醒悟过来。
For all those people who do not come to know God, who exclude God for all their life,
对于那些人，他们不信神，把神从他们整个一生中排除去的这些人。
At the moment when they die,
在他们即将要离开世界死亡的一刻。
At the moment when their soul has to leave their physical body,
当他们的灵魂要离开他们这个身体的时候。
They will then all of a sudden discover that they are not prepared at all for the next world to come.
他们就突然间意识到，他们并没有准备好。来迎接下一个世界。
They may come to their senses at that point.
那个时候，他们可能醒悟过来。
But it would have been too late.
但是实在是已经太晚了。
The prodigal son, fortunately, he came to his senses right at his desperation.
我们觉得非常幸运的，这个浪子，当他在绝望的时候，他醒悟过来。
He realized that life without his father does not make sense.
他开始认识到。他生活中没有父亲，实在是没有意义的。
His father has all the supply that he need.
他的父亲有给他所有的供应。
So for all of us,
对于我们所有人来讲
，to live without God does not make sense.
没有神的生活是
没有意义的。He is the source of life.
他是生命的源泉。
He can provide all that we need.
他可以供应我们所有需要的。
We need to come back to the Heavenly Father the same way the prodigal son is coming back to his own father.
我们要借着这个小儿子回到他自己父亲那个方式，大家都回到天父的面前。
You know, getting back to this, this famous novel's testimony.
我们再回到那个著名的小说家他自己的见证。
Right at that time, something wonderful happened to his life.
在他绝望的时候，有一件非常奇妙的事情在他生命中发生。
There was this Christian whom he met twice previously, started to write long letters to him, telling him about the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
有一个基督徒的姊妹，实际上这个人只遇见过他两次，这个姊妹就开始一直给他写很长的信。告诉他神的救恩。
She started to mail to him many gospel tracts and books.
也寄给他很多这个福音单章或者是其他的福音书籍。
But this guy, he was a prideful man.
但是这个小说家他里面充满了骄傲。
All his life he despised religion.
在他所有的一生当中，他都轻视宗教信仰。
After reading her first letter halfway, he stopped.
所以他只读了这个姊妹的第一封书信的一半就停止了。
He did not want to bother with it anymore.
他不要再为着这些事情再烦心了。
Yet, this Christian, our sister in the Lord, kept sending him letters and materials about the salvation of God.
但是我们的姊妹一直给他寄信，给他寄福音的资料。
One night, as he could not sleep,
有一天，当他不能睡，晚上不能睡觉的时候
，He was weeping for his pitiful condition.
他为着自己这样可怜的光景，在那深夜里哭泣。
And he finally took out that stack of letters.
所以他就把这一摞子信都拿出来。
And start reading it from the first one.
从第一封开始读。
He learned about the great love of God toward man.
他就知道神是如此的爱人。
That while we were yet sinner.
当我们还是罪人的时候
，The Son of God died for our sin.
神的儿子为着我们的罪而死。
And God wants all men to repent and to return back to Him.
神让人悔改，回到他自己的天父的家中。
He replied a letter to the sister.
所以他就给这个姊妹回了一封信
，telling her about his miserable condition.
所以告诉他自己这样一个可怜的生命的光景。
And because of her misery, he said that God would not want to receive him.
因为他说我实在是太可怜，所以神可能不要我。
And he even think that the devil would not want him either.
他因为这个撒旦也不要他。
And if the devil can actually make him happy,
如果这个撒旦可以让他幸福的话
，even he would give himself to the devil and he wouldn't care about eternal life.
他甚至愿意把自己献给撒旦，他而放弃永恒的生命。
But even though our sister received this letter, you know, it's so discouraging.
所以我们的姊妹当她接到这个非常消沉的一封信的时候
But she continued to send gospel materials to him.
他继续寄给他这些福音的资料。
Somehow in his heart, there, he started to have the desire to read them.
所以在他心中就有一个渴慕，要读这些事，这些资料。
He began to discover that God indeed provides a way for man to return back to him.
他就发现神的确是给人开了一条回到他自己天家的道路。
And many of his unanswered questions were resolved by reading those gospel material.
当他读这些福音资料的时候，许多不能解答的答案，他在这里边都找到了答案。
And his heart was softened by this great love that God has shown to sinners.
所以他就看见神对着罪人是如此大的爱。
Just like the prodigal son.
就像这个浪子一样。
He discovered there is no reason to die here with hunger.
他发现没有必要在这里边饥饿而死。
He wanted to return to the father to receive the abundant supplies of bread.
他要回到他的父家，从他父亲那边领受这样的恩典和供应。
And he start his homecoming journey.
所以他也开始了自己回家的道路。
In 1986 March, he was in Hawaii attending a gospel meeting.
在1986年3月，他在夏威夷参加一个福音聚会。
After listening to the gospel message,
当他听到这些福音信息之后，
it suddenly dawned on him that even though it is impossible for him to get rid of his alcoholic desire,
所以他的眼睛里边突然间打开，虽然他觉得自己没有办法从这个醉酒熏酒当中脱离出来，
but to God, nothing is impossible.
但是在神来讲，没有难成的事。
If Jesus is indeed real and living, just like the Christian claim him to be,
如果主耶稣真的是这样又真又活的一位神，像基督徒所宣称的那样，
for the first time in his life,
他在生命中的第一次，
he humbled himself before God,
他在神面前谦卑自己。
He asked the pastor to pray for him,
他就要求那个牧师为他祷告。
And the pastor did.
牧师为他祷告，
asking God to use His mighty power to deliver him from this incurable disease.
求神用他那个奇妙的大能，把他从这个不可解救的医病当中被医治回来。
Afterward, the pastor asked him to pray as well.
之后呢，这个牧师也要求他也祷告。
He didn't quite know what to pray.
他不知道怎样祷告。
But he said to God that it would be a pity.Not to drink all those good wine.
但是他对神说，如果不能喝这些好酒的话，也是蛮遗憾的。
But he asked God somehow to not to get him drunk.
但是他求神，让他不要成为醉鬼。
But the wonderful things happened to his life.
奇妙的事情就在他生命
中发生。God actually has taken away the desire for wine.
是神把他从那个对酒的那个渴望。依赖当中被解救。
From that point forward, whether he be in party or at home with wine all over the place, the desire for the wine is gone.
当今后的生活当中，无论他是参加聚会，或者是在他家中，旁边都有许多酒，但他心中没有愿望去喝。
And to this day, he was completely delivered from the power of alcohol.
直到今天，他完全的从这个酒的当中被解救出来。
To him, to be healed of his alcoholic disease is only secondary.
对他来讲，从这个酗酒当中被解救出来还是次要的。
The most important thing is now he entered into a brand new life.
最重要的事情乃是他进入了一个全新的生命。
He discovered that he can actually lead a peaceful and joyful life before God.
他发现他可以在神面前活一个平安喜乐的生活。
A life that come out of the power of darkness.
这个生命乃是从黑暗中被拯救出来。
And enter into the marvelous light of Jesus' heavenly kingdom.
那进入神奇妙光明的国度。
It is a life that only those who truly receive the Lord Jesus into their heart as their personal Savior can experience.
这样的生命乃是只有那些真实的把神接受他心中作为个人救主的人能够经历。
Now I'm not saying that he now become perfect.
我并不是说从此之后他现在他的生活就是完美了。
In fact, he just started his first step as a Christian.
实际上他只是开始了基督徒生活的第一步。
Learning to live a life in the kingdom of God.
在神的国度当中学习怎样活。
There are probably other bad habits in his life that he need to get rid of.
也许在他的生活当中还有一些其他坏的习惯需要被悔改。
But in here we can see the immense grace of God.
但是在这里边我们可以看见神奇妙的大能。
Now in the prodigal son's story,
在这个浪子的故事当中
he knew that since he has wronged his father so much,
他认识到自己他得罪了他的父亲。
He was no longer worthy to be called his son.
他实在是不配成为他的儿子。
And as he was returning home,
当他回到家中的时候
he decided to say to his father,
他心里面决定要对他的父亲这样说。
He said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
他说父啊我得罪了天也得罪了你。
And I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
从今以后我不配成为你的儿子。
Make me one of your highest servant.
就把我当作一个雇工吧。
But while he was still a long way off,
但是当他还离家很远的时候
the story told us that his father saw him.
这个故事告诉我们说他父亲看见了他
felt compassion for him.
就动了慈心
ran and embraced him and kissed him.
跑去就连连的与他亲嘴
The fact of the matter is, the father has been waiting out there.Every day for his son to return.
实际上，这个父亲是每天在那边等着他这个儿子回家。
The son said to the father, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight."
所以儿子就对父亲说：“父亲，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
Now this is a repentance from the prodigal son confessing his sin before his father.
是，这是这个浪子在他父亲面前的悔改。
He admit to his father that it was wrong for him to stay away from the father.
他向他的父亲承认他离开了父家是错的。
He admit that it was wrong for him to waste the wealth that the father has given him in loose living.
他也向他的父亲承认他任意生活放荡浪费这些资财也是错的。
Not only that he did not glorify him, but his felt life has actually bring shame to his father.
是他认识到他自己没有荣耀他的父亲，乃是羞辱了他的父亲。
And he was going to ask the father to allow him to become his highest servant.
所以他就要求他的父亲让他当了一个雇工。
But the father did not give him the opportunity to make that request.
但是父亲没有给他这样的机会，提出这个请求。
Instead, the father said to his slaves.
所以父亲就对他的仆人说
，Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him.
把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿。
And bring a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet and bring a fattened calf, killed it.
把戒指在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上，把那肥牛肚牵来宰了。
And let us eat and be merry.
我们可以吃喝快乐。
For this son of mine was dead and now it has come to life again.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。
And he was lost, and now has been found.
是死而复活，失而又得。
How wonderful is the grace of the prodigal son's father?
这个浪子他的父亲的恩典是何等的大。
How marvelous is the grace of our heavenly father?
我们父神的恩典是何等的奇妙。
My friend, do you know what is grace?
朋友们，你知道什么是恩典吗？
It is an undeserved merit that we receive from God.
乃是我们从神所接受的，我们自己不配得的那些。
We do not receive any grace from God.
我们没有从神那边接受恩典。我们不知道恩典。
And yet God has given us His grace and mercy.
但是神却赐给我们极大的恩典和怜悯。
We know that there is a song that even non-believer knows, and the song is called "Amazing Grace."
我们知道有一首诗歌，就是朋友们也知道，叫做《奇异恩典》。
And it was written by a guy by the name of John Newton.
这是一个人叫约翰·牛顿所作的。
He was a terrible, wicked guy.
他是一个非常坏的人。
Because his business is in trading. Black slave between and he traveled between Africa and the U.S.
因为他曾经做的工作乃是贩卖黑奴，从非洲运到美洲。
And one time when he was in his voyage, he fell into the sea because of the road of the wind and the storm.
有一次，因着在航海的时候遇见大风，所以他就掉到海里。
And then he cried out to God for mercy.
所以他就呼喊神怜悯。
For a terrible guy like this, God saved him.
就是这样一个罪恶的人，神也拯救了他。
And that's how he wrote the song Amazing Grace.
所以他就写了这首诗歌，叫做《奇异恩典》。
How sweet the song that saved a wretch like me.
奇异恩典，何等的甜美，来救像我这样的无赖。
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
我曾经失落，今被寻回。
Why was the prodigal son allowed to return to his father's house?
为什么这个浪子被允许回到他的父子家中
？Why would he be able to enjoy all the privilege that he had lost?
为什么他可以重新享受他所失去的特权
？How could his father forgive all that he has done?
他父亲怎样能够赦免他所有做的这一切
？It is because a calf is slain.
乃是因为这个牛犊被杀了。
That calf was offered up as a substitute for the sin of the prodigal.
这个牛犊是成了这个浪子所代替他的罪。
We know that God is holy and just.
我们知道神是圣洁公义的。
He could not regard us as sinners when we sin against him.
他断不以无罪为断不以有罪为无罪。
You may say that, well, you know, I have never been accused of any crime in my life.
也许说，在我的生活当中，我没有犯过任何的刑事罪。
But you cannot say that you have never committed any sin in your life.
但是我们没有一个人能说我们的生活中没有犯过任何的罪。
Those lies that you told.
我们所说的那些谎言。
The hatred, the bitterness, the jealousy that harbor in your heart.
我们心中那个记恨、苦毒和嫉妒。
And all those outward and inward sins we have committed cannot be hidden from the all-seeing God.
我们所有这些内在的和外在的罪，在神面前都是赤裸敞开的。
You know, we consider ourselves to be a decent person.
我们可以说自己还是不错的人。
And we may even proudly display our righteous deed.
我们也许是可以向人非常骄傲地显示我们的那些好的行为。
But the Bible tells us that our so-called righteous deed in the eyes of God are nothing but filthy rags.
但是圣经告诉我们说，人的义在神的眼中不过是污秽的衣服。
The Bible actually tells us that the end result of just one single sin, unforgiven, will be enough to send us into the lake of fire.
圣经告诉我们说，哪怕只有一个罪。那一个罪如果没被赦免的话，就足够把我们送进那个硫磺的火湖当中。
Yes, life without God is a disappointing life.
是的，如果我们的生命中没有神，就是一个失望的生活。
We can never fulfill our real purpose in life.
我们就没有办法真正的活出人生的目的。
The prodigal son was not supposed to leave his father and live on his own.
这个浪子本来就是不应该离开他的父亲去自己活着。
God is the source of life, and He, and we, if we are separated from Him, we perish.
神乃是生命的源泉，如果我们离开他，我们就要灭亡。
Before the judgment throne of God, no one can stand.
在神审判的宝座面前，没有人可以站立。
Because all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Paul in the Bible actually tells us that there is not even one single person in this world that is considered righteous in God's eyes.
保罗在圣经中告诉我们说，这个世上没有义人，连一个也没有，在神的眼中没有义人。
So how can we receive this grace from God?
所以我们怎样才能够从神那边接受这样的恩典呢？
How can God pardon our sins?
神怎样才能够赦免我们的罪呢？
The answer is, He sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross in our place.
乃是答案乃是神把他的独生的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督，赐在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
It is we who deserve the judgment.
我们是应该承担这样的审判。
But out of His great love for the people of this world, God sent His Son to become our sin bearer.
但是借着他对世人的大爱，神把他的独生的儿子成为我们的替罪。
Jesus was our substitution on that cross.
主耶稣乃是在我们，是我们在那个十字架上的代替。
We were supposed to be crucified on that cross.
我们是应该被钉在那十字架。
We were supposed to go to hell.
我们是应该下地狱。
But the Lord tasted death for everyone.
但是神为着每个人清偿死为。
He who knew no sin, God has made him to be sin on our behalf, that we may become the righteousness of God in him.
那些神叫那些不知罪的人为我们成为有罪，使我们这些借着他可以得恩典。
And on the third day after Jesus paid our sin debt,
当主耶稣为我们的罪死了三天之后，
God raised him up from the dead.
神让他从死里复活。
And was exalting him all the way to the throne of God to become the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
把他升为宝座之上，成为万王之王，万主之主。
Today, whoever would come to the Lord Jesus,
今天如果有人愿意来到主耶稣基督面前，
and repent of their sins,
要悔改我们的罪，
the Lord tells us that they will be forgiven.
主告诉我们说神要赦免他的罪。
Not only that, his precious blood that he was shed on the cross would wash away our sin.
不仅他在十字架上所流出的宝血要洗净我们一切的罪，
he will restore us to become children of God.
乃是他要把我们恢复成神的儿女。
To those who believe in the name of the Lord Jesus, they will be given the right to become the children of God.
那些信神名的人就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
This is the amazing grace of God.
这是神奇妙的恩典。
Is it nothing to you?
这对你来说是无所谓的吗？
For us to receive the salvation.
对，要我们来接受这样的救恩。
It is so easy and simple.
是非常简单容易的。
But it cost God dearly.
但是神为我们付上了极大无比的代价。
That causes the very life of his own son.
乃是他独生儿子的生命。
Dying for a rebellious people like you and me.
为着这些叛逆的人，你和我而死。
In the second part of the article, in which the man had an interview with God,
在这个一个人采访神的那篇文章的下一部分，
he asked God, "What are some of life's lessons we as human beings should learn?"
他就问神说，我们这些人类应该从生活当中学到什么样的功课呢？
And God replied,
神就回答他说，
"To learn, you cannot make anyone." Love you.
要学会，你不能使任何人爱你。
But you need to let yourself to be loved.
但是你可以让你自己成为被爱。
And God said,
神说，
to learn that it is not good to compare yourself with others.
我们不要和别人相比。
And God said,
神说，
to learn that a rich man is not one who has the most.
学会我们知道那些富有的人不是说他拥有的最多，
but the one who need the least，
乃是他们所需要的最少。
To learn that it only takes a few seconds to open up profound wounds in persons，
乃是要学会我们只要用短短的时间就可以非常严重的伤害人。
Sometimes our words just like a spear just pierce into the hearts of those whom we loved.
有的时候我们的话语就像一把利剑一样，要刺透我们所爱的人的心。
It only takes a few seconds, and the wound will become very profound.
只需要几秒的时间，这个伤是非常重的。
And it will take many years to heal them.
但是这需要许多的年日才能恢复。
And God said, "We need to learn to forgive by practicing forgiveness."
我们需要来实践这些赦免，来学会赦免。
God also says that there are persons who love you dearly, but simply do not know how to express their love to you.
神也说，有的人他们非常爱你，但是他们不知道如何来表达这样的爱。
Finally, God said, "Most important of all, to learn that I have made." A way to salvation for all mankind, especially you.
最后神说，最重要的乃是你要知道，我已经为你们开了一条救恩的道路，特别是为了你自己。
What I have done is by sending my son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross to pay your sin debt.
神说，我已经把我自己的儿子主耶稣基督放在十字架上。付了你的罪债。
And finally, God wants every one of us to know.
但是最后神让我们所有人都知道。
to learn that I am waiting with open arms for my prodigal son to return home.
他说我在张开我慈爱的双臂迎接现在浪子回家。
You see, the prodigal, when he tried to return home, he thought that he had to beg his father to allow him to return.
所以我们知道这个浪子当他回去的时候，他可能想着他心中要祈求他的父亲来接纳他。
In our Bible study up in Vancouver,
在温哥华的一个读经聚会上
，When it comes to this story,
当我们来读这段故事的时候
，One of the young men, he said that, you know what, this young guy, this prodigal son, when he returned, he wasn't thinking at all about his father's feeling.
有一个年轻人就说，像这个浪子，当他回家的时候，他根本没有感觉到他父亲的感受。
All he has been thinking of his own problem.
所以他所有想的都是他自己的问题。
He has not been considering how much hurt he has done to his father by rejecting him.
他没有认识到他拒绝他的父亲，在他父亲心中所产生的伤害。
And he asked, "How can God receive such a son?"
他就问神怎能够接受这样的一个儿子。
And my reply to him is, "Indeed, you're right." This young guy, when he returned, he was thinking all about himself, his problem, and nothing else.
我就对他说，你说的是对的。这个年轻人回来的时候，他没有想其他的事情，都是他自己的问题。
But this just simply shows us how great a love God has for his own children.
但是这实际上更显明神对他儿女的何等的慈爱。
You know, we are such a rebellious people.
因为我们都是一群悖逆的人。
And all we can think of is ourselves, nothing else.
我们所想的都是自己，不是别的事情。
Our need.
我们的需要
，our problems，
我们的问题
，our adverse situation，
我们的困难
，and all we want is God, you just come and help me out。
我们所需要的就是说，神啊，你来帮我从这些困难中解决。
The last thing that we would ever think of is God, how much I have wronged you。
我们从来没有想到过，神啊，我是如此的得罪你。
You have given me so much opportunity, and you bless me time and time again in the past.
你在过去的时候给我许多的机会，你不断不断的祝福我。
And I wasted those opportunities.
我就浪费了这些机会。
But you know what? If today you are still desiring to return home, even for the reason of your own and nothing else.
但是我要你们知道，今天如果你愿意回到天父的家中，即便是为着你自己的原因
，The Father would still receive you back to His home.
父神也要把你接纳。回到他自己的家。
This is the love, the great love of our Heavenly Father.
这就是我们天父何等大的慈爱。
You know, that song that we sang, 630.
我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌630首。
Can we put it up, and then, we'll try to sing, stanza one?
我们再把这首诗歌打出来，我们唱第一节。
We'll get a note and then we'll sing together.
我们先请姊妹弹一个音，然后我们一起来唱。
Stanza one, let us sing it with the heart.
第一节，让我们用心来唱。
I wander far away from God. Coming home again.
我要回家，再来一次。
Today, the Father in heaven is calling you to come home.
今天我们慈爱的天父正在呼召你回家。
The path of sin too long I've trod.
我们走过好长罪恶的道路。
Lord, I'm coming home.
主，我要回家。
I want to make a call to you.
我今天要向你们发出一个呼召。
No matter whether you are a believer or a non-believer.
今天无论你是信主的还是不信主。
If your heart has strayed away from God.
如果你的心已经远离神。
The Father is calling you to come back to Him again.
今天神在呼召你回到他的身边。
He has His arms open wide to receive you.
慈爱的膀臂竟向你伸张，要欢迎你回
家。If your heart is not right before God,
如果你的心在神面前是不对的。
I want to say it again, whether you are a Christian or non-Christian.
不论你是基督徒还是不是基督徒。
If your heart has strayed away from the Father,
如果你的心已经远离了天父。
He is calling you to come back to Him.
他今天要呼召你回到他的身边。
Would you like to raise up your hand and say that, yes, Father, I want to come home.
你愿意举起你的手向父神说，我愿意回到你的身边。
I want to come back to you.
愿意举起你的手说，愿意回到你的身边。
Thank you. You
can
put down your hand. Yeah, thank you. You can put down your hand. Anyone else? This is your moment.
还有吗？这是今天这个日子是为你准备的。
The Father is calling out for you.
今天神向你发出呼召。
He has been waiting out there for you.
他一直在那边等待着你。
If your heart has not been right with him,
如果你的心在神面前是不对的，
come back to him.
要回到他的身边。
Anyone else? Raise your hand.
还有这样的吗？请你举手。
This is your moment. Thank you.
感谢主。
Anyone else? Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
感谢主。
Anyone else?
还有吗？
You don't need to look at others.
不需要看别人。
This is a call from a loving father to you.
这是从天父对你发出的慈爱的呼召。
Do not lose this opportunity again.
不要失去这个机会。
As you have lost some opportunity in the past.
不要像过去一样失去了许多的机会。
One last time. Anyone else?
还有吗？
Do not fight against him. Thank you.
感谢主。
You can put down your hand. Yes. Thank you.
感谢主。
Thank you. Thank you.
感谢主。
We would now like to pray for you.
我们一同要为你祷告。好，我们一同在神面前有点祷告。亲爱的天父，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。我们知道我们都是远离你的人，但是你一直没有舍弃我们。
是。
你为我们舍弃了你独生的爱子，死在十字架上，借着他裂开的身体和流出的宝血，为我们开通了一条又新又活的道路，使我们能够回到你慈爱的家中。亲爱的天父，我们实在是感谢赞美你。今天早晨我们日志这些举手的，无论是弟兄姐妹，无论是福音朋友，
是的，
他们心中的渴望，我们感谢赞美你。天父，我们知道你都看见了，你看见他们心中的愿望，我们求圣灵在他们生活中做奇妙的工作。
Amen.
我们把弟兄姐妹们交托在你的手中，在你面前恢复我们的弟兄姐妹对你起初的爱，能够再回重新得力，走你这属天的道路。我们把这些福音朋友交托在你的手中，愿今天他们这个决定，那实在是一个蒙福的决定，在你面前得喜悦的一个决定。从今以后，他们的生命要归向你，撒旦在他们身上没有权势。所以说，我们把他们交托在你的手中。在我们中间还有一些朋友，他们今天也许他们心中有感动，但是他们还没有做出这样的决定。我们也继续为他们祷告，愿圣灵继续带领他们，因为你实在是认识他们。今天他们来到这个聚会当中，是你按照他的名字呼召了他们。我们相信你要带领他们前面的道路，开通他们心中的眼睛，让他们认识你乃是这位创造宇宙天地又真又活的神，也是爱我们的神，让他们的生命能够早日归向你。我们愿你祝福这些朋友们，祝福这些举手的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。我们感谢赞美你，祷告感谢奉我主耶稣宝贵圣灵。
Amen, Amen.